So they happened to had they hired a history teacher right out of UNI, Corey Coates, and he was going to be assistant baseball. So when I fired that one coach, I said, I've seen this Corey Coates, enthusiastic. He played basketball here for Rick Luke. I'll take him as my assistant. The assistant who wants the job, if he wants to stay on my staff, I'll let him coach the sophomore team and we'll be set. And that's what we did. That assistant wound up doing a pretty good job on the sophomore team. And then Corey was a great assistant of mine. And we were very lucky. My first year, I brought Brian Hart up as a freshman from the beginning of the year, and I wound up playing a freshman, two sophomores, two seniors. We went 11-10. You'd have thought we won the conference. They expected to win a couple of games, and after that, we won the conference my next 3 years.
Yeah.
And went to state for the first time ever. So, and we went twice. So that was a good situation. That was one of my favorite jobs.
So, okay, then that was just 5 years there?
No, 5 years.
Okay.
And then, Kelsey was getting ready to look for colleges. I had coached with at Loras for 2 years. And I had talked to the president over there about, and this is off the record, what could I do to get Kelsey a little tuition remission? Because full-time staff members have that. I wasn't a full-time staff member. Well, originally he said if I had coached for 4 years, or maybe it was 3 years, they would give her like a 20% break. So if I went back to Loras and coached for one more year, and that was a year before she was getting ready, I gave up the West Delaware job and went over and coached with Chad Walthall for one more year so she could get that 20% tuition break each year on tuition, along with about 50% she got off for her academics. So instead of paying $38,000 a year or whatever it was quite a bit less. I did that for one more year. Didn't like working with Chad Walthall. It was way different than working with Lim. Finished there. I went over and helped. Well, I looked for another job, and that's when Jeff Corkery hired me. I drove 60 miles after school. But see, I was able to travel because Hempstead was finished at 2:30 every day. All these other places were finished at 3:30. I'd hop in my car at 2:30. I'd drive all the way to Tipton, 60 miles. Jeff Corkery hired me. As long as I promised him, it was for more than 1 year. Because he had already fired a coach who was not teaching in the district. He said, if I hire another coach who's not in the district, and you come for 1 year because we're going to be really good, and we were really good. We won our first 16 games. We finished 18-3, got beat by Northeast to go to state. I stayed there for 2 years because I told Corkery I would stay for 2 years. Left there, went over and helped John Davison for a year. And then West Dubuque was looking for a coach.
Yeah.
They hired Q as the head coach, and I came over as an assistant. And then he was unhappy with all the other things, especially working with Kurt Burke. That drove him nuts. Okay. We switched roles after a year, and that was a very odd situation. But it's worked out well. I've given him almost head coaching responsibility by letting him be in charge of the defense.
Yeah.
And that's why we keep such a good relationship. It's like having two head coaches.
Well, I mean, I had Hugh when I was at the high school, and he would take these kids, dead-enders, special needs.
Oh.
And, you know, if there'd be a problem for somebody, I'd take them down to him. And
everybody does still. And he handles it in that room.
Amazing.
He is unbelievable with those kids who nobody else can handle.
Yeah.
And basketball is a nice break from that with him. The thing Q didn't understand about being a head coach is a lot more than just running the practices. You have to deal with the AD. You have to have some contact with parents and all that stuff. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And he is really good on the floor. I mean, unbelievable practice coach. But all the other ramifications drove him nuts. That's why he only lasted that year. And he told me, he says, I'm finished. Unless they give you the head job, I'll be your assistant. Corkery called us both in. He says, Q, are you sure you want to give this up? And the biggest factor was he couldn't stand Kerper. Kerper tried to micromanage us.
Wow.
Right. Big time.
Yeah.
He says, I'm finished. And Corkery said, well, then we're going to probably give this job to Dennis. And he said, if you do, I will be his assistant. And I said to Corkery, I will take it, but there's going to be a change with Kerprick. He's not going to micromanage me. He's not coming in to tell me this, that, and everything else. He's a wrestling guy, and he doesn't know basketball worth a damn. Well, my first year taking over, he tried to micromanage me. We got into several big arguments. I called Jeff, and I said, Jeff, I'm probably going to be finished after this year, too, because of Kerprick, just like with Q. He says, oh, not so fast. He moved Kerprick out of the building.
Yeah, he went to Parley.
And if he didn't, I was probably going to be finished.
Yeah.
The guy's not. He was a nutty micromanager. Everything. From the color of uniforms to this. I said, man, you're talking about... You know, I'm going on my 48th year of coaching. And Q is unbelievable. And this guy wants to know... Oh, it was hard to believe, so...
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as... I'm just shooting off something here. As far as developing the fundamentals for the kids, where do you... tie in at what age? How does that work for you?
Second and third grade, it starts at our camp. I mean, I think kids have, the kids that come to our camp, and our camp numbers are busting out of the roof. I have to keep hiring new coaches. We'll have 125 kids on June 19th. It used to be grades 3 through 8, but I've had...
Jeez, we can't get away from each other.
I now let first and second graders in, mainly second graders, because the parents want the kids in there. But I did learn from Bill Fleming many, many years ago that fundamentals is the way to go. And so we really emphasize it with the travel teams that Brian and all the parents start coaching them in the third, fourth, fifth grade. I go to their practices. I stay in very close contact with the coaches, helping them teach fundamentals.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've seen programs... don't go anywhere unless you got some development going on. And to me, around here, this the Piazza Rec Center has made incredible difference.
Incredible. We don't have to have open gyms every night because our kids are over there all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. You know, I had the director over there one time call me up and said, I should have a cot here for TJ Lake. He's here 10 hours a day, you know. And so we have sold the kids that what they learn from us at camp. And then Q and I have morning fundamentals 7 to 8:30 in the summer on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday mornings. And we allow 7th graders through high schools come. And we'll have usually between 30 and 40 kids there. We don't charge them 7 to 8:30. And it's not open gym. It's an hour and a half of our fundamentals. And then we expect our kids, when they do go to the rec center, not to just play, get with Jordan Lake and spend 2 hours on the fundamentals he's doing. He's like a coach for
us.
Yeah. His ball handling routine is incredible. And he first learned that probably as a third or fourth grader with us.
Is he going to be ready to go?
Yeah. He played his first games this past weekend for Martin Brothers. Great. On a limited basis, yeah. And we're going to our first shootout on June 3rd. Told his dad, I don't need him to play in that. Because the following week he's going to the Augustana, South Dakota elite camp. And I don't want him to overdo it, you know, because Jordan has a tendency to overwork. But he got complete clearance from his rehab people and the doctor in Iowa City. So, thank God. We'll be pretty good with him next year.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Well, one thing about Western Dubuque, I said back when I was coaching at West Delaware, because it was closer, my dream job would have been coaching at West Delaware, West Dubuque, traveling 8 miles from my house and not 30.
Yeah.
And I said, I thought Western Dubuque was a sleeping giant. The last couple of years, you know, Jeff's, for whatever reason, the team faltered, you know, and I don't know what the reasons were, but I thought that was a sleeping giant.
No, he ran out of talent.
Sure he did. Yeah.
Because, at any rate.
And I think Jeff's a pretty good coach myself.
My memory of the game at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Yes, when Daly beat us.
And I'm down there with the principal, and you guys are ahead at the start of the fourth quarter.
Yes.
I don't know, 7 points. We both said, well, we better go down to the other end with the students, because when we lose, then we'll be down there. And we start to walk.
Yeah.
And all the rest, obviously.
That was a great team. That was an unbelievable team. Yeah. That was the toughest loss I've ever had.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying, because it was a hell of a game.
That was a special group of athletes that West Dubuque had. Yeah.
About the game we played at Beckman.
They had a closed circuit TV out there. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to help.